I wonder if you just heard that. Oh my gosh. Well, hi, this is Frida from Frida's Garden. Let's see if it's working. I'm actually on the freeway. Yeah, I guess it's working. And I asked my iPhone to give me directions to the Los Angeles airport. And it was doing that right when I turned on Audio Boo. So anyway, I am on the 5 freeway going to Los Angeles airport to pick up my friend Linda from the airport. She's been to New Zealand, see? I hope you can hear me okay, because I got on your way down there. Because I've got these earphones on, and I don't know how I sound through the speaker of these Sony earphones. You know, the iPhone earphones are hurt my ears. You know, why don't they make them with soft stuff? These Sony ones are nice. It's got great sound, the Apple earphones, and it's got a great microphone. But it sure does, it's so hard, it just hurts my ears. Anyway, that's enough complaining. Hi there, and welcome to not Frida's Garden, because I'm not in the garden, I'm on the freeway. I do not have a hold, I'm not holding my iPhone. I basically have it all plugged in. Did you hear that? I don't know if that will come across on audio or not. But doesn't she have a nice voice? That's the iPhone map lady. Good Lord, lady. Loud. Well, this would be interesting to see if she comes across. I used to have this program called Navigon, and it has an older lady's voice. I like that older lady's voice because I'm an older lady and it just sounds really good. This, I guess, is kind of an older lady too, but it's a different voice. Okay. I probably shouldn't start to make a recording in the middle of driving. But once I get on the next freeway, then I just drive and drive. Anyway. Had Navigon, paid a lot of money, I think like $45 for it a couple of years ago. It was really great because you know what? When I was blind and I couldn't see the signs coming up, not the big signs on the freeway, I could always kind of see those, but the little signs on the streets, that Navigon program got me to a lot of places. They'd say, in 500 yards, you're going to turn right. I'm going, thank you very much because I couldn't see the signs. No one should be driving like that. That's why I finally quit driving, because it was just too scary. But anyway, now Apple has their own Siri. I just asked Siri, I push the button and I go, Siri, could you give me directions, please, to the Los Angeles airport? She goes, of course, I'd be delighted. She didn't actually say that, but something to that effect. And okay. Taking the exit I-105 West. Now I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing right now as I'm getting on the exit from the 605 to the 105 West. Oh my God, it's beautiful. You know, you forget when you live in Los Angeles that there are actually huge mountains all around us. I'm looking at snow-covered mountains that are the most beautiful mountains that I have seen for a long time, well, since last year. And they're just beautiful, and they're totally full of snow, and only 2 hours away, I can be in the deep snow. It's just so amazing. But they are so clear because it has been raining, and the wind has been, blowing, and this time of year is you can actually see those mountains. The rest of the time of the year, however, the smog is so bad that you can't see the mountains. That's why I'm always kidding around saying, we have no stars in Southern California. You can see the moon and you can see maybe one or two stars from where I live. Of course, if you get out a little way, you know, you go out to Barstow or go out a little ways down from this smog-infested place down here, all these cars, get up over it, like up in the mountains out there. It's beautiful up there. It's just a beautiful day on January 1st, 2013. Yeah, 2013. It's kind of 13 is kind of can see, I have 17 miles to go. The flight gets in. It's early. It's supposed to be in at 2, but they said that they left early. Oh, there's a good, great program called Flight Plus. This program is so cool, for at least for your iPhone. I couldn't find it for the regular Macintosh on the desktop, but it's called Flight Plus. And you put in she's coming from Auckland, New Zealand, and she's flying into Los Angeles. And it is so cool because you can actually watch the airplane flying wherever it's at. So she's, of course, going totally over the ocean, which takes like, I don't know, 24 hours. I think it's 12 hours or something. I don't know, but it takes a long time to go from Auckland, New Zealand. Oh, see, there's a sign that says I'll be in the LAX in 20 minutes. I'm right here. Awesome. That'll be good timing. I'll actually be there early. I was all worried I was going to be late. So anyway, she's supposed to be here at 2 o'clock, but it said that the flight has had no delays and they got started early, so they'll be in at 1:37. She does, however, have to go through customs, and sometimes that can take an hour. So I wait outside the freeway. Disneyland Express, Anaheim, Buena Park, Huntington Beach, San Clemente, Marine Base, Disneyland Express. It's Mickey's Spaceship Shuttle.com. Just 714 Mickey 9. That's a commercial. It's a shuttle. It's like a window van, actually. Big old window van. And it's going to the airport. I can just get right behind this guy. Gosh, I'm tired. I got up this morning. You know what I did? I went out in the garden and I picked for my friend coming in from New Zealand. I figured she'd be all tired. I picked a whole head, I mean a whole plant of my buttercrunch lettuce, and I picked a whole plant of my romaine lettuce and a whole plant of my red sails. Normally I just take off a leaf or two, but I got enough, so I figured I'd give her the whole plant so she can have a salad tonight. Also, I got up at 4:35. I couldn't sleep. I got up this morning and made lentil soup. So I was thinking, you know, I think she says she doesn't like pea soup. So I put collards in the soup and onions and carrots and red lentils. Onions, and I just said that, and some garlic, salt, pepper, a little garlic. Oh my gosh, I took the garlic salt and I went to shake it, and a whole bunch came out. So then what I had to do is I had to take huge spoons of garlic salt out of there, and I ended up rinsing off the beans. Oh my gosh, to tell me that I'm a cook. But anyway, it actually turned out pretty good. So anyway, I wasn't sure if she doesn't like the cream soup or she just likes it watery. So what I did is I took half, because I used a whole package, I took half of the beans and I put them in the blender and I blended them all up, and it's just like a real creamy, delicious lentil soup with collard greens. And oh my gosh, it's really good. So it's kind of a green color. And then the other half, I just left it watery, you know, with the liquid in it, and the beans there, and I put that in another container, so she has two choices. And then I went out and I got three nasturtiums flowers, those yellow ones, they're so pretty, they're edible, and some parsley, a couple of sprigs of parsley, kind of just stuck them down in that thick soup, and it looks so pretty. Semi-seasoned pepper on top of both of them. So between those two soups and the salad I got her, she's going to be set for not have to go to the store before she has to go back to work. So I thought that was pretty nice of me, don't you think? I am a nice friend. And I saved a bowl for me too. But I was nibbling so much, I don't know. I kind of tasted here and there. pretty soon it's like full of this. I'm going by the Watts Towers right now. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Watts Towers, but a gentleman years ago started to build these towers out of like steel, metal, and they just go up and up and up. You can see them from the freeway, but I've seen a lot of things on TV about them. And he just kept building up and up and up, and then the city came in and they wanted to tear them down. And they tried to tear them down, they couldn't even tear them down. And so then they decided to let them stay, and now they've become a historical monument. It's a real interesting story, which I have really forgotten about the fellow who built them. But I like eccentric people like that, you know. Although my husband always says you can't be eccentric if you're poor. You're just plain crazy. So, here you go. Now I'm looking at the metro. The metro line runs right in the middle of the freeway in Los Angeles. And it's like you park in a parking place, or you take the bus to a place to get on the metro line. And it actually is like a train that goes down the middle of the freeway, which is pretty cool, actually. I don't ever take it because I don't go anywhere. But this is I'm going to take it down to Mission View. Can you believe it? It's already 9 minutes, so I probably have actually shut off now. Let me check. No, it's still recording. Well, I'm going to shut it off now, and it's been nice talking to you. I'm going to go pick her up. It won't really be 9 minutes. 9 minutes before I get there. And I guess I can talk a few more minutes. If you've been listening for 20 minutes to my stuff as I go on and on and on, I don't even know if you're hearing me. Anyway, so the Watts Towers, just type it in. WATTS. Watts Towers. And I'm at the 105 West and El Segundo, or I can choose to go on the north or south 110 in Los Angeles on the way to LAX. You know, I'm always fascinated when I listen to people from other countries, like my buddy in Puerto Rico, and my other buddy in Ireland, and one in Scotland. It's exciting to hear them talk about their country and you know, I just learned so much. I was talking to my friend last night from Zurich, Switzerland. And you know what? You just get a different point of view, a totally different point of view when you talk to someone from another country. It's just, it's amazing because most everything you have in common. And then all of a sudden you learn something like, oh, I didn't know that. I guess I don't know everything after all. And because we rely on our media wherever we are, and that's not always the correct picture. But that's why you have to be open-minded in this world. You have to be open-minded. All right, I'm going to go now, really, for sure. Thanks for joining me, and if you're still here, God bless you. I just kind of ramble on. Anyway, see you later. Bye. See you next time. I'm reaching over here, and I am shutting this off before that woman comes back on.